Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia,
divine, all blessed peace and love, joy and prosperity, unity and community. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African Hudu world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I began and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Wednesday, February 9th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince in the legendary, historic, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hudu Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Do join me every working weekday here on Blog Talk Radio live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana, for the Power Lunch, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, each and every weekday, for divine affirmation and meditation, Hudu secrets and recipes, divine revelation and manifestation. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue. Please do be patient, and I will attend to your question, comment, or request as time and spirit do allow. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of Hudu, Hudu Obeya, wisdom, and understanding. It's www.houseofthedivineprince.com. www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And let me offer this. If you are not ready for truth, if you are not ready for forward movement, change and revelation, don't call the Divine Prince, and don't expect anything less ever from me. For indeed, I am in marriage and commitment with spirit. I don't operate on ego. I don't operate on what I think I know. I don't operate on my opinion, but I operate based on how spirit guides and directs. It is only by this way that I can guarantee results. Powerful, life-changing, and affirming results. If you just want to talk about it, please recognize the many qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. If you're ready for powerful results, please know that I am available for you and with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. So I know and understand the stress. I know and understand the blockages and the anxiety. But if you are truly, truly ready to move forward, know that I am here with you and for you, have many years of experience, many people right here in the chat, goddess mother of Arisha on the phone lines has known me over 25 years. My mother is on my Facebook, so I am not a internet character or persona. This is indeed who I am 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And I am here for you and with you in your endeavors. And remember, you can find my teen virtual temple groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince teen groups. We are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And know that you can also find these groups by scrolling down on my main Blog Talk Radio profile or by clicking on one of my keen Call Me Now buttons, which may read Send Me a Message Right Now since I'm live on air, or arrange a call with me. But by clicking that, and then clicking on Divine Prince, it will take you to my main Keen profile at www.keen.com/Divine+Prince. I can also be found on LivePerson, LiveePerson, www.liveperson.com/Divine-Prince. And of course, the hyphen is a little subtraction mark. Please do take the time to explore, study, research, not only myself but the other practitioners within the group. Read those comments and ratings. Pay attention to the date, and you will see a pattern of result-oriented ministry with the Divine Prince and the practitioners who I choose to participate in my virtual temple groups. And remember to visit these powerful, powerful, and uplifting voices via my virtual temple rooms, respectively, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, via my website, Papa Say, who airs here on Blog Talk Radio, can still be found featured in the King's Chamber of my website. And now with also a new add to the King's Chamber, Brother Majadi Baruti and Ujat Ministries. Please do take the time and explore this powerful, powerful brother and ministry where, indeed, the goddess is first and foremost in our lives and our understanding. Also visit the truth terrorist, the Queen Ifama, who serves up nothing but the butt-naked truth here on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, and you can find her via her Blog Talk Radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Gogo Nana Alana Omari, Authentic Sangoma Priestess, Goddess Love Light can be found via her Blog Talk Radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And of course, with the Abana Racism Non Anonymous and the Recovery Room 12 Step Program, she can be found via her archive radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And of course, I am still in the process of updating and adding, and I'm just a little bit behind. So please do bear with me, but there are still more changes to come throughout the website, and particularly in the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber, and with my vendors, who I'm in the process of updating their profiles and product photos and the like. So please do check my website, all 10 pages of my website at your convenience, and show us that love and support. And remember that I do have a store on the second page of my website where I offer CDs, MP3s, various Pan-African ritual music, voodoo music, even some of my favorite R&B, jazz, and world music selections. You can also find various Pan-African products, shea butter, black soap, sometimes African art, textiles, clothes, even drums when it's available. So please do show your interest. And also know that on the page titled Thai Potions, that's my personal store. And I need to do some work there in displaying better inventory as well as photographs, particularly of the customized jewelry. Some of you know that I make crystal wands. I also make defensive and offensive jewelry, talismans, amulets. So I will be updating all of that in coming days. Just know that it's more than a notion, particularly for one person. And also know, again, that I have several virtual temple groups within my website, House of the Divine Prince, where I offer a variety of virtual temple groups of various Pan-African and world spiritualist, astrological, numerological, magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And those direct links can be found in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. We will be forward with more of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, and Hoodoo Central live in an archive here on Blog Talk Radio with the Power Lunch. All is indeed a blessing in divine unity and community. I will be forward momentarily. Peace and blessing. Ashe.
Azunke parin legba he, azunke parin legba he. Parin legba men la jan kase wosho, azunke vale le parin vodou legba.
Azunke parin legba
he, azunke.
Now in Taurus and the sun in Aquarius. And Shine suggests that there's no sense in pushing forward too quickly while the moon is still void in Aries. Wait until the lunar orb becomes exalted in earthy Taurus, closer to 5:30 this evening, before activating important business plans and negotiations. But we are sharing the sun in Aquarius in the 10th house, the moon in Taurus in the 12th house, Mercury in Aquarius in the 9th house, Venus in Capricorn in the 8th house, Mars in Aquarius in the 10th house, Jupiter in Aries in the 11th house, Saturn in Libra in the 6th house, Uranus, Pisces in the 11th, Neptune, Aquarius in the 10th, Pluto in Capricorn in the 8th house. And my vision, my image, my symbol, if you will, for today is the Pitomaton. The Pitomaton in voodoo is the center post or center point, not only in the physical house, voodoo house, but also in our symbolic, metaphoric, cosmological understanding. It is the place that connects this world with the ancestral spirit world of Genin and to the worlds and dimensions beyond. It is the place where our guides, our Lawa, our deities ascend and descend during the ceremony and within the traditional voodoo house. And it is also cosmically, quantum, metaphysically symbolic of our balance within the totality of cosmic universal understanding. And indeed, for my regular listeners, you know that I have been constantly, fervently, but gently coaxing all toward a higher vibrational level and understanding. For indeed, on the ground, just imagine a three-sided pyramid, and at the base, that widest point is where we have the most relative movement. For indeed, we operate within a spherical, cyclical, relative, ever-changing, seasonal earth plane dimension for which many of us are just ill prepared to navigate. But as we move higher, as we ascend the ladder of consciousness, of awareness from our earth nature to our humanity, to our God consciousness and center, that is where we begin to find absolute understanding, absolute peace, absolute serenity and tranquility that is not affected by the relative, ever-changing currents of life within this linear earth plane dimension. Our greatest value as individuals is the very thing that is used against us, our experience. And if your experience can be divided, and you divide it from your experience, you can be influenced away from the path. Your past, your experience are not faults, but a credit to who you are right now in this divine moment in time space. Weakness is the division of experience, creating gaps in our unawareness, in our collective consciousness. For indeed, by awareness, we can act appropriately for the next journey, for the next challenge, for the next event. If we can be disconnected from awareness, from our experience, then we are sure to fail. We are moving forward and backward in time at different velocities, mind you, while still marking time and space right here and right now in this moment, playing catch up, if you will, for the universe, the cosmos, is ever moving, ever transforming, ever moving forward. Our experience is 360 degrees. And each vibration and relative ray of experience is but a part of the sum total of the absolute whole. Reunite the macrocosmic to the microcosmic awareness within you. Ascend in your awareness. There is more relative separation at the lowest levels of our experience: race, color, class, economics, separation from experience. What you may have done or could have done in the past is used against us in the now, and moving forward, again, it is a separation of experience. When you are in touch with your experience right here and right now in the moment, and it's all out in the open and on the table, nothing can be worked against you. But when your secrets, your mysteries are hidden and tucked away in denial and disconnection, indeed, your soul, very soul and spirit, is subject to corruption and blackmail at various levels of our reality, whether it be at the government level, at the checkout counter, in how we are affected and infected by advertisement and the experiences of those around us. We must begin to unify first within ourselves, our experience, and then collectively unify our collective conscious or collective experience. Imagine a pyramid where our lowest imaginable experience and manifestations exist at the bottom, and the highest levels of God consciousness and awareness are at the top. Dr. King said, "I have been to the mountaintop and I have seen the promised land." This is a quantum metaphysical equation and relative experience for those along the various spiritual journeys and personal journeys. Indeed, I had a mountaintop experience in 91 after studying in Chicago with Mahala and Kermit Ellis and the Baha'is and some very deep Islamic branches and communities that existed in Chicago at that time. And I received a double terminated quartz crystal and carried the crystal with me to California, where I had more time to spend with it on the beach, in the sun, in my meditation. And it really began to activate intense third eye activity and experiences that ultimately changed my life forever. But one in particular, my mountaintop experience, I was at a friend's house, girlfriend's house. She was in the bed on the phone. I was on the floor on like a pallet, like, and I'm asleep and I'm in a dream state and she's woke. So naturally she recanted story to me when I awoke. But in my dream, I was in the heavens and there were clouds all around, and they sort of formed this mountain way off in the distance, and there was this clear crystal path, walkway, if you will, suspended, appeared to be suspended in midair with no visible forms of, you know, earthly support. But I'm not on earth now. I'm in the spirit realm. And I'm walking this path, and it's very narrow. It's very high, so high I can't see or perceive anything beneath me. A situation that for humans and even some animals would create fear and anxiety, but there was no fear. And to my left, off to the left, there was a chorus, if you will, of nine beings. And they were singing. And I can't really say they were singing per se. It was a very ethereal experience where I could hear and feel sound all around. They were emitting this sound, but they were also communicating at the same time. And during the dream, that activity wasn't very clear to me, and I could see one of those beings sort of turn off to the side and then sort of return again. And to the right side of the path was my mother, who many of you know is an evangelical minister, as many in my family are. But I think there was a profound message there in that our paths, as it were, our specific separation of religion, which often reflect culture and identity and government influence and the greater cultural influence. Some would say the realm of Caesar. But to find her there, and my mother is a pure spirit. Many of you know how I feel about Christians, but there are those that I believe who believe their religion, stand on their religion, and are operating and living up to that religion as best they know how, irregardless of what I feel about that religion. And my mother is indeed one of those people. So I think the spirit realm was saying that we will all ultimately get off at this depot, at this location in higher reality, regardless of how we get there. If we just stay the clear path, it's a narrow path, it's a long path, and it's one that does not often have the appearances of support. It is a self-supporting, self-sustaining miracle, if you will, but one that ultimately leads to the mountaintop. So when I awoke, my friend, Sharnan, I wish I could remember her last name. We called her Precious. She's from Baton Rouge, Sharnan. You and I were in California in 1990 together, 1991. She recanted that during this dream, I appeared to be mouthing something, much like I said the chorus was mouthing something, and she couldn't make that out. But during that event, her grandmother came into the room, and this was the person who stepped off, if you will, from the chorus. And the grandmother sort of had a very basic conversation with her, you know, the kind of conversation you would expect to have with your mother. It wasn't anything deep, philosophical, you know, I love you, I'm here for you. There's an awareness, and then she stepped back in. And again, I think things happen to us and for us and around us if we're open to receiving it, not just for our own growth and expansion, but for those, the collective consciousness. So this was important for me, but also for her. And my mother was in the dream. Her grandmother is in the dream. You know, there's that ancestral connection. There's that symbolism of life beyond this relative ever-changing earth plane dimension. So I just wanted to share that with you today. It is the sort of overall feel and theme, if you will, of my day. I often have one. I woke up to Awobara this morning, Awobara, one verse in mystery, who accompanies a person. And it's named after an Oyo diviner, and it's made to guard the house of Babalawo. So I woke up this morning with Awobara and was sort of given this overall message for today about ascending the mountaintop. Many of you are experiencing complications and issues, finances and love and relationships and various other issues that we all deal with as a part of our existence on this linear, capitalistic, money-driven planet we all live on right now. But know that as you continue to allow yourself to rise above your carnal state to your spiritual being and presence, you begin to also rise above the relative fluxes and changes of everyday life. Things become clear, transparent, but begin to surrender more to serenity. We use words like serenity and tranquility and prosperity, I think, without really grasping hold to the depth of the meaning. And serenity is to not just, serenity is not about being a victim. Serenity is not about being a pawn in a much larger game, which is outside of your realm of control. Indeed, my journey into ATR, specifically voodoo, hoodoo, Obeya, was about control for me, was about empowerment. After growing up in an environment where I had no control, I had the illusion of no control forced upon me, it brought me liberation in that I was no longer a victim to life's seasons. We're active participants. We are co-creators in this reality. And that's what hoodoo and voodoo and Obeya give me, that sense of control while others are waiting on the Lord, waiting on the afterlife, waiting on something outside themselves and their realm and ability of control. So again, our greatest value is our experience. We could have 10 readers in this room, but it is our experience that separates one from the other, our experience. You could have 10 singers here, 10 musicians here, 10 writers, authors, business owners. What makes us individual is our experience. I will be forward momentarily with more of the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, Tide Potion, here on Blog Talk Radio, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity. Ashe. Alafia and Ashe. Again, I want to humbly honor and welcome each and every one of you for being present with me here, both live. Alafia, peace and blessings. I'm not quite sure what happened there. All five of us got booted all at once off of the phone lines. So it should take just a moment for you all who are listening to me now live in the chat and via the Block Talk Radio remote players. And my apologies for that. I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but everyone, all five of us, got booted off of the phone lines. Area code 678, I see that you're back. Peace and blessings. Area code 215, Goddess Mother Orisha, I see she has not yet made it back, but we all got booted off the phone lines, including mine, so I do apologize for that short interruption. But what I was conveying was that for many in the African traditional religious community, particularly those Yoruba, Ifa, Lokomi, Wednesdays are often a focus day for the warriors, Los Guerreros, as they are called in the Hispanic path. This is to include Legba or Ilegba, Ogun, Ochosi, and Osun, or the staff. And in this quartet, if you will, Ogun represents the technological advances in the production of metal, especially iron, which revolutionized the world, and the ability to clear land, increase agricultural production, create surplus, accelerate the growth of the market system, augment the inheritance of wealth, and usher in the birth of the modern state. Ogun represents the military complex, which produces both the soldier and the armament needed in war. Ochosi represents the hunter, ranger, who opens the frontiers, protects the borders, and retrieves criminals and wrongdoers. Osun, or Osayin, represents the beneficial medicinal bird power staff needed to maintain the equilibrium of the individual and society. And when you receive the warriors officially in initiation and ceremony, you receive this Osun staff, which is sort of like a metal staff with a base which allows it to stand upright. And there's a bird at the top, and bells, small bells, sort of hang from around the top, the cup that the bird sits on. And it's said that when Osun falls over, it is a warner of dangers or malevolent forces at work to come. And Osun neutralizes and repulses the attacks of so-called antisocial, anti-state, nocturnal, malevolent, devouring spirit forces referred to as Aj. And this quartet of warriors represents the Iso, the guards, and the Iro, or Ilare, messengers of the practitioners and devotees of the path. And roads associated with these deities often involve gates, doorways, businesses, crossroads, transactions that involve money and commercial and business interaction. So they tend to be popular deities in the diaspora, if you will, of ATR paths and traditions. So battle forward, battle on, most importantly, battle your own demons, your own blocks, your own limitations to becoming a deified force right here and right now in this space and time here on Mother Father Earth. Again, I honor and welcome each and every one of you, Voodoo Goddess, Spirit Warrior 320, Queen Bee 1, Nubian Underground, all of our special guests, Fire Witch, DNA Freak, Kala Hot, Divine Peace and Blessings, Joy and Prosperity, Love, Light, and Divine Protection. Indeed, Voodoo Goddess, your spiritual posse, indeed. And those of you on the phone lines, area code 678, area code 215, and of course, Goddess Mother Varisha has made it back. And Goddess, it was not your phone. I don't know what happened. Somehow we all got booted off of the switchboard, so I'm glad you made it back in. Goddess is with us from Berkeley, California. And remember, our live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967 during our live broadcast only. Every day, high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember to connect with me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. Write that as one word, The Divine Prince. And click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player to mark me as a favorite. This will alert you to coming shows, show topics, special guests, and any shows that I would do outside of my 12 to 3 format, you would get that alert via the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player. So please do, if you haven't already, take the time to mark this show as a favorite and mark this episode as a favorite. We most certainly appreciate it. Also, continue to show your support by visiting my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Also, my Keen profile, www.keen.com/divine-prince. And my Live Person profile at www.liveperson.com/divine-prince. But also show your support by visiting and exploring the advertisements that Blog Talk Radio has placed on the profile page each and every time you visit my profile. Right now they have Domino's Pizza for you pizza lovers out there. Of course, AT&T is still running their Black History Month advertisement, AT&T History Makers 28 Days, and Amtrak is also running an Black History Month Visit MyBlackJourney.com adventure advertisement. So, again, we aren't for or against our advertisers, but it is a way of your showing your support by taking the time to explore and visit these advertisements. We do get a certain amount of credit here with Blog Talk Radio, so we greatly appreciate it. DNA Freak, all is indeed a blessing. All of you, Sister Abana, I do understand some of you are at work, some of you are in travel, some of you are out and about, so I appreciate any moment that you all come by and visit. And I appreciate those who manage to stay the whole show. So I am a greatly appreciative. I hold no personal feeling one way or the other to those who have to come and go. I totally understand that. It's not a personal mission. What I do is a 24-hour vocation. This is who I am. This is my life and my calling. So as I often hear one of my mentors, Queen Ifama, say, I would be doing this even if the chat room were empty right now. So when I say that I'm appreciative and I am honored by your being here, indeed, I mean every word of that. I'm greatly appreciative of your time and your support with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to take, again, just a short intermission. I will be forward momentarily. Again, our listening call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will address you as time and spirit does allow. I will be forward with affirmation and meditation momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. I will be forward. Peace and blessings.
the victim of the system.
Thank you.
Harambe, K-Do, what's the news? What's happening? I am gratefully honored by each and every one of your divine being and presence. Area code 215, area code 678, area code 347, Goddess Mother of Orisha. All of you present with me live in the chat who have come and gone and those who are still with us, Kalahat, all of our special guests, Nubian Underground, Pretty Cat, Queen B1, Spirit Warrior 320, Voodoo Goddess, and Warm Summer Wind. I am truly honored by each and every one of your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio each and every day at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time for Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes, Divine Affirmation and Meditation, Unity and Community, Divine Revelation and Manifestation. And before the time gets away from me, I wanted to share with you all today malachite. Malachite. Malachite is a stone that contains patterns of light and dark green bands. And we often hear about or have an understanding, at least those of you who are users and studiers of crystal stone mineral usage and application, not only in healing, but in ritual, ceremony, and magic. We often hear about lapis, and lapis is a blue stone, sort of with the appearance of the sky, with gold flecks, usually of pyrite or other gold-like metals present. And the crowns, inner crowns of the pharaohs in ancient Egypt's crowns were lined with lapis to facilitate strong governance of society and the people. But malachite was also used to not only build spiritual and ethereal foundation for conscious decision-making and application, but also to eliminate and draw out things that would otherwise be harmful or unwarranted. And malachite is a powerful, powerful ally in drawing out unwanted energies from the aura or the physical being. Malachite's true power, though, lies in its ability to cleanse these influences and influences of the ego from the will, aligning the third chakra and the force of our own will at the with the third eye chakra at the sixth, with that of the divine will with chakras beyond the seven. So malachite teaches us the appropriate applications of personal power. Again, the green and the black helping to facilitate and bring together the will center at the third chakra with the third eye center at the sixth chakra for appropriate application and usage. Malachite teaches us of the appropriate applications of personal power and will. We apply our personal power on the earth plane through our third chakra, which is the seat of our higher will centers, if you will. It is through our will that we manifest matter from the energetic framework that we have created with our thoughts, beliefs, and desires. Indeed, we are the sum total, the ultimate makeup of what we truly believe or understand. It needs no words. It needs no explanation. Our existence, our reality, our lives, even right now in this divine moment, just as they are an expression of what we truly believe, understand, and project to recreate our own personal as well as our collective realities. The stone teaches us how to correctly apply our innate force of will to the situations around us in order to affect change. We are taught in this culture that one must be either domineering and misuse our power to conquer, divide, subvert, and envy the power of others, or be subservient, weak, and subject to the power and control of others, or envy that ability while remaining detached and powerless. Malachi teaches us the path of balance through these polarities. Our own will is aligned either with our ego or with the divine will of the universe. When our will is aligned with the ego, we apply that energy through manipulation, bargaining, the attempted control of other people. While we can create and manifest in this way, anything that is created by these methods is usually not for our highest good and will fade away. The creations will be empty, unsatisfying, leading us to want more and better, never being satisfied, never being fulfilled. When our will is aligned with the divine will, however, we become channels of manifesting that which is for our highest good. We release the need to create specific forms and open ourselves to manifesting that which will help us in fulfilling our collective purpose. In this way, every creation that we manifest will fulfill a need, even though it may not manifest in the form we expect. This right use of will creates a sense of trust in the universe and a feeling of fulfillment and joy in our creations. In turning over our will to the divine, we become conduits for a higher power than we can generate by ourselves or individually. We no longer feel the need to manipulate and control others in taking responsibility for our creations, but can joyfully accept our part in the creation of this age of light and consciousness. Our own will force becomes an extension of the will of the divine universal force. The ancient civilizations that came before us fell when the will of their leaders became aligned with ego instead of the divine will. Their royalty and priests began exerting their own will over those who were sworn to protect and serve, creating slavery to fulfill their greed, wars to satiate their desire for domination, and manipulation through fear to satisfy their power hunger. This is the tradition that our cultures were built upon. And it is not surprising then that most of us were taught to align our will with our ego in order to create. We must now realign ourselves with the will of the divine if we are to manifest an age of light upon the earth. We must reject the polarities of mastery and slavery if we are to become true leaders in this new age. The Malachite's ability to clear the ego from the will makes it a valuable ally for those who wish to come back into balance with the divine will of the universe. Malachite has appeared to us today to ask us to take a good look at the way we are utilizing our will. The force of the will is one of the crucial energies that we use in creating our realities. We can either maintain a victim role by allowing others to be our pawns of action, or we can take a creator's role and recognize how we are applying our will to create and recreate our own experience. Is your will aligned with the ego attempting to create through manipulation and coercion? Or is it aligned with the divine, releasing all expectation of the form that a creation will take and wanting only to manifest that which is best for our highest good? Take a look at the current situation. How are you using your will to both create and maintain your experience. Seek the path of balance and use right will, and the universe will guide you to the resolution and the destination that you need, seek, and desire. And when you resonate with the energy of malachite, its vibration will clear the influence of ego from your creations, allowing you to manifest the will of the universe. Again, malachite vibrates at the third chakra at the solar plexus level, ultimately having a greater effect on third eye, sixth chakra level will and activity. Its affirmation and mantra is, I am in divine balance with the universe and divine will, my will. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Divine joy and prosperity. Again, I am grateful for each and every one of your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince live and in archive with the Power Lunch at High Noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. The question was asked in the chat room, I believe, by Voodoo Goddess. And if it's convenient for you, please do call in at area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967, and press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. The question was asked about stones working with specific and different children of Orisha and different Orisha, and I think specifically the warriors. And that's why I sort of opened with that today, and particularly with malachite. Now, malachite clearly would be an Ogu stone. I find for Achosi, he tends to work better through blue stones. Lapis, sodalite, turquoise stones within that blue range. Blue lace agate. Are various blue stones. Legba works through dark stones, black obsidian, black onyx, even I believe they call it triobite, the fossilized ancient little creatures that you can find in some of the crystal shops that are sort of embedded in stone that carry a sort of an ancient-like feeling. And I think it's very interesting dichotomy that the usage of stones is greatly left out to some degree in many of these paths. And we know that just going to the river would bring up stones, minerals, particularly in Africa. We also have to look at metals. Also, these deities often operate through metal. Ogu, of course, being primarily iron. But in many paths, Ogu is said to be able to operate through any stone mineral because of his connection and relationship to earth. We often find that the implements indeed are separated by metal and by color of metal for various paths. Oshun, typically gold, pyrite, gold-like metals and metal alloys. Yemaya and Obatala, silver, particularly Yemaya because silver will not necessarily corrode in salt water. Oya, copper, and clay and earthen type ware. So indeed, it can be very, very individualized. Now, as for the children of the Orisha, again, they can clearly operate and build a deeper connection through the various stones as they relate to the deities. But also, you can fine-tune the stone or even a combination of stones to not only connect you deeper with the deity, but also to help fill in within your energetic body where you may otherwise need more support or be lacking. And we often will find these in talismans, some amulets, and gris-gris bags where the practitioner will apply certain stones and minerals. And sometimes they're powderized for convenience because powder obviously is easier to carry for some than a bag of rocks. So often these stones would be brought down to a powder, and then used in potions, rituals, gris-gris bags, talismans, packet congo as used in voodoo and various other ways. And again, if you would call me, I could better address. Okay, you are in Chicago, so you're 773. Oh, where did she go? Okay, there she is.
Oh, peace, sorry.
Voodoo goddess. You know,
yeah.
I'm from Chicago, too, in case you didn't realize that.
I actually knew that.
Okay. Peace and blessings, Alafia. I'm so glad to have you with us here today.
Alafia.
Yeah, did I answer your question, or did you want to add something to that?
No, I hadn't thought of it. I am a practitioner of Ifa,
mm-hmm.
But I am a very, very new student.
Yes,
and I hadn't, because I'm also pagan,
mm-hmm.
so I also practice Wicca.
And you know, you have a really wonderful crystal store there in Evanston. I used to take the red line all the way to the Howard stop and then wait for that. I think it's the purple line now, and there's another color line that also goes that way, I think the brown line. But it's the very next stop. I believe it's Main Street that you get off. And when you come out, you make a left, and there's a newsstand magazine store on the corner. You make that corner, and it's called Dave's
Down
Rock
to
Shop.
Earth Rock Shop.
Yeah, Down to Earth Rock Shop. That's it, Dave's Down to Earth Rock Shop.
Yeah, that's
wonderful.
Been there for a really long time.
One of my favorite stores, not just in the city but in the country.
It
and
is.
Like
they're very well stocked.
Yes, and I think too because they have a more archaeological approach to the stones, as opposed to
metaphysical.
Don, yeah, at Crystal Revelations, who had a more metaphysical New Age connection, and they tend to be more expensive. So I found that I was able to really get some brilliant specimens from him that would otherwise have been really, really expensive at other locations.
Very true. On another note, I'll also add they're one of the few stores that carries different gauges of sterling silver wire, so if you like to wrap your own stones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. And they have the huge gauge, which I like to make bangles and other wrist jewelry from, which is really hard to find. So that's wow. That brings back memories for me.
That is.
Yep. Yeah, but did you have another question?
No, I was just kind of curious which stones would be good for which Orisha, because I hadn't actually thought about it.
Yeah, I have black obsidian specifically that I purchased for Legba. I have malachite for Ogu. I have also a hematite. Ogu works well with hematite also. Hematite often has that metallic mirrored appearance, but it's really a copper ore. It's a red stone. If you scrape it across the sidewalk, it leaves a red trail of dust, which has a blood-like association to it, hematite. Hema, I think, being a root word to hemoglobin. And, of course, a chosi tends to be what I call a nature spirit like Ogu, but tends to be a little bit more refined and polished. So as you would find sodalite, lapis, they tend to always be in the polished form, and you can get them in various sizes. Now, you did say...
Well, I'm a child of Eshu, so I find that hematite grounds me, because I've been told by a Babalao... to let Eshu be the smarty pants and not me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and there's profound meaning in that. Yes. Most certainly, indeed. But, yeah, that's a great direction to go into, particularly now, I think, to incorporate. And in my house specifically, is known for our usage in crystal, mineral, and stone, probably more so than many others that I've even ever come across. So you're definitely on a good path. I think that working with the stone also helps to, again, fill in those energetic gaps in our body, in our aura, in our energy field, where we need that extra push. So you can't go wrong with utilizing crystal mineral and stone. And I've already muted you, but I greatly, greatly appreciate your call, as is often the case with me. Time is getting away from me, and some of my listeners are waiting for the affirmation and meditation. So I'm going to play a short prayer, and then I'm going to move forward with the application of the affirmation and meditation. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Oh, why does l'âme songe petit en moins, soit l'envoi, soit l'envoi par un ogou, soit l'envoi. L'âme songe petit en moins, soit l'envoi. Ogou, oh, roi des anges, l'âme songe petit en moins, soit l'envoi. Soit l'envoi par un ogou, soit l'envoi. L'âme songe petit en moins, soit l'envoi. Ogou, oh. Diable a dit la manger moins si c'est vrai, pas tout vrai. Oh gourou, diable a dit la manger moins si c'est vrai. Mais gain mon Dieu, oh gain l'être, oh diable a dit la manger moins c'est pas vrai. C'est pas vrai, Timounio, c'est pas vrai. Ça c'est joie, Timounio, ça c'est blague. Mais gain mon Dieu. Oh, gain le Seigneur, diable a dit la manger moins, c'est pas vrai. Oh, goût, diable a dit la manger moins, si c'est vrai, c'est pas tout vrai. Oh, goût, papa, diable a dit la manger moins, si c'est vrai. Mais gain mon Dieu, oh, gain le Seigneur, diable a dit la manger moins, c'est pas vrai. Pas vrai, Timounio, c'est pas vrai. Ça c'est blague, Timounio, ça c'est jouette. Mais gain mon Dieu, oh gain le Seigneur. Diable a dit la manger moins, c'est pas vrai.
So in this divine moment, we lose peace and love, unity and community, wisdom and understanding. We bind that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Haters, perpetrators, Rasta imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis and pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, false prophets and fear mongers, strong arm prophetizers of the same old BS, and all those who would seek to harm, hinder, destroy, enslave, progress, spirit, evolution, and forward movement. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding onto our earth plane dimension for divine manifestation and revelation. We vibrate right now with our ascended ancestors and Aguns and all those who've gone on before us in transition, and which would assist us in all that's good and righteous here and now, in this time, in this moment. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine wisdom and presence. Ancestors known and unknown, spirit forces seen and unseen. May we forever give your names praise and glory, and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we manifest now our highest good and vibration here and now in this divine moment in time, space, and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, so-called civilization, and ourselves as we now know it. I, even me. As we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, work, and pronunciations. and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is most true, which is most righteous, most pure and authentic. As we enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine light and love, truth and understanding, we light and illuminate our candles, a constant fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp, an amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. We pour libation to our ascended ancestors and Egungoons. We bring rebirth, refreshment, revitalization, rejuvenation with our libation. Bringing your power, your force, your wisdom into our present earth plane reality. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with one another and ourselves, ever pure in our connection with spirit. Hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering and rebalancing us ever steady back into light and God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. So remember who you are, God, goddess, prophet, prophetess, king, queen, priest, minister. You are a powerful, loving, and loved creative creator child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine math, manifest, divine science, divine love, manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. And your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistake can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might and your magnificence, of your deified self. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change, you inspire others to change. When you transform, you so inspire others to transform. So be powerful, be divine, be light, be magnificent. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us the divine light and spark of your most true, authentic, and perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and remember with me your most perfect light body and consciousness. And know that you have creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the love, the environment that you so need, seek, and desire to grow, to thrive, to prosper. I am because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment. And each and every day, in every way, I pray that divine spirit would bring me into union with you, with myself, with creation. For we are one body, one spirit, one entity. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of your divine presence, my divine presence. And let me clearly perceive your light, your voice, your vibration, your guidance. Walk with me into my mysteries. Replace my fears with faith, knowing, and understanding. Give me the capacity to abide the mysteries put along my life's path. I give up the need to know and control why things happen as they do. I surrender my will to a higher divine will. Let me feel your presence as much in change and transformation as in peace, tranquility, and happiness. And show me the purposes for which I have been born. Align my energy to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges and the challengers that develop the real me. Speed my evolution. Show me things energetically rather than have to always live them out in physical earth plane law. Let me learn by seeing, hearing, before manifest by doing. Take away my distractions, false voices, my illusions and misconceptions. Remove all of my blocks, even me. Show me my shadow side and why I'm here and what I'm here to learn in becoming a balanced and conscious human being in this divine moment in time. Help me to develop and share honor, creativity, integrity, commitment, compassion, harmony, and mercy, but most of all, endurance. Help us to develop endurance, to move forward through the illusions of lack, through the illusions of isolation, through the illusions of separation. I call my divine spirit back into our present time-space dimension for immediate revelation and manifestation. And I unplug my energy from people, places, and things which I have invested, which no longer serve the higher good. I will no longer finance the past or pass negative, unhealthy, unhelpful emotions with my time, energy, or emotion. Help me to remember that all people in my life are here according to a divine and perfect plan, good or bad. And they're helping me to fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping them to fulfill theirs. Do you just don't do me. I bless, forgive, and release those whom I perceive as having harmed me, and I ask forgiveness and release of those I have harmed in any way. I am thankful for you and for my life and just the package that it is in as it is unfolding. Thank you for the many teachers, guides, gods, and goddesses, and inspiring people here in this squared circle, but also in my life. And may there be divine harmony, wisdom, and understanding among us all. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my hunger, feed my need. They walk with me, beside me, within me. Divine guides along my way, through every moment, every event, every emotion of every day. I am now wise. I am now true, patient, kind, loving, and all things I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is in me. I need only to still my mind and my ego and listen. Listen to the real I. They are my health. I cannot be sick. They are my strength. I cannot fail. And I cannot be bound. My all, my knowing, I know no fear. The divine truth is life and love, spirit and unity. Co-create with me. Co-create with me. Co-create with me, and it shall be. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, place, what you think, say, feel, believe, say, or do. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast and unified wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, before me, and for me. And I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge that all my needs are divinely taken care of right here and now in this divine moment. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace, divine peace, joy, and serenity. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them. And when problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And remember, time and space are the same thing, gods and goddesses. So in the quiet spaces between my thoughts, between my ego, they speak to me, administer and administer to me, and all things become clear. For I am they are me, we are divinely manifest here and now in this moment. My life transforms in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and insignificant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges and challengers to a place of serenity, tranquility, and knowing. My path forward becoming clearer and clearer, like quartz crystal clear, refined and focused. And every day and every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. And I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. And my consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the divine universe itself, divinity itself, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, cosmic, universal, unified wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. Ishu alekwana kosi wari awa undo uto ni iwo ada afanba osi obatala mi ita ni iwo o niyo aban ishu. Ishu is the respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools that one versed in mysteries uses truth to own you. He causes scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Ishu. Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe, may our evil reach a rune. May our evils be accepted. May our evils allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe. Do join me here tomorrow at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, live and in archive with Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central, and the Power Lunch here on Blog Talk Radio. I offer each and every one of you divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. All of our special guests, Kala Hot, Fire Witch, Pretty Kitty, Queen B1, Sister Abna, Racism Not Anonymous, Spirit Warrior 320, Voodoo Goddess, Warm Summer Wind, and all of our special guests, Divine Peace and Blessings. And, of course, area code 347, thank you so much for your holding on and enjoying the show with us on the phone lines. And, of course, Goddess Mother of Orisha, until tomorrow at high noon, peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain that I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free.
Don't go back. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.